which brings us to the public comment period, which brings us to Mr. Cox.
The picture you see on the wall on the slide is it hangs at City Hall, Coast. It was taken in 1953, and that's about the time that our family moved to Pocosin, as far as having a summer cottage down there, and our little summer cottage was right there with the exit. So I grew up in these waters as a kid, and we enjoyed crabbing, just about everything. We walked all the way up to Hunts Point through the eelgrass, and that's what you see there in the dark spots of the eelgrass. And at that time, there was always lots of sand, lots of eelgrass. There was lots of clams. We were clamming, crabbing, did all these things. Fishing, finfish, big croaker, you name it. And the interesting thing is, there was never observed by me or anyone I knew or any of the old timers I talked to that were in their 60s when I was in my teens that ever saw a natural oyster growing along the shore. I just wanted to make that point. This is the copy of the slide used in the 211 application that Mr. Stagg talked about that was denied for the 2011-007, 80 acres, and that was for cage agriculture. And basically, a lot of us protested that lease. And primarily, our concern was that with the public use, recreational use, was increasing tremendously. We see all kinds of things. And I go back here, and there's maybe a few work boats going in and out of the channel 60 years ago. But if you look at it, since 2010, 2011, and on up to now, there's just an explosion in recreational use of these waters. So when the MRC engineering in 2011 recommended to the commission to deny the 80-acre application, and the commission approved it, they at the same time recommended to the commission the 425 acres at the time be set aside as unsuitable, I forget the exact words, but not appropriate for shellfish leasing. So there was a 30-day advertising period. We all reconvened in August, and what it boiled down to was some of us came back supporting, this time not protesting, supporting the engineering application because we thought they got it right. And at the time, several folks showed up from the oyster industry, the high-ranking officials, basically expressing concerns, and I understand their concerns, that this may set a precedent in the Bay that could cause problems for the industry down the road. So everything was just sort of left, as Ben said, as is. I wanted to share that with you. And you also see the leases that were in existence at that time. This is the situation that has kind of developed since then. And what you see there was another application in 2015 that we found out about, and it was 100 acres, and was withdrawn by the applicant after many people protested. There was also other applications that got in during that period within the boundaries that we just flat didn't pick up on. We didn't pick up on the public notice that there were nobody protesting. So they were approved at the way up north. And now we've got two more applications that are, you can see it with the black mark I put on there, and the orange, 2016, one I think is 1680, and 201-61-151 are new applications for Cage Agriculture. One of them we know is a commercial company. We think the other one is a commercial company as well. So these are in the work. They don't even make it to be noticed. We picked up on them looking at the beautiful the MRC map so we could see what's going on. And, of course, then there was Mr. Watkins' application that we opposed at this site. And the whole reason for opposing these things is not because we're opposed to abortions. It's because we're afraid somebody's going to get hurt at that on these cages. Now, what a guy says he's going to put out there in cages for a 10-year lease. And BMRC regulations, even though you're only 1 foot above the bottom, when you're 1 foot above the bottom and 4 feet of water, that's a lot. And there's no restrictions on what these cages are made of. In the BMRC regulations, they could be this big, this wide, weigh 200 pounds, but they still have to be a foot above the bottom. So my concern is not so much what somebody says they intend to do, but with all these lease applications pouring in, what's going to be the future of this area? And one way to look at it would be to look at your map. And I've circled the only place left in all of Pecosa is this beautiful sandy bottom. That's it. The rest is leased. And more coming. So the reason I came down here was to make sure that you understood, at least from my personal perspective, that number one, the primary concern is that with the leasee, if we get the lease, is empowered by BMRC regulations to put large, heavy cages out there, as long as they meet the 1 foot criteria. Another one is if the lease is setting off the shore 500 feet, then general permit 4. No public involvement. That's all up to the commission. The commission decides whether or not to allow someone to go higher than a foot off the bottom. So when I read all these regulations and know how much empowerment is there in terms of how no restrictions on numbers if you're less than 1 foot, and of cages, or sizes of cages, or how many oysters are in them. All this, and then we look out there and we see jet skis, power boats, rented surfers, all this public use, just tremendous public use. So somehow, we gotta set this area aside and protect it for what it is. And I'm not sure how to do that. I don't know. But if there is a technical way to do it, given the high energy waves that come in from 28 mile fetch off the bay, all exposed to the bay, those bars show that. I'm trying to say, why go through this protest business? Was a place like that. Why can't we? I got a lease in there and give it up. If I knew the commission was going to protect it for the public, we need a recreational area. There's no other place in Pecosa than Pecosa waters. We should have something. They're just going to all go protest after protest. I don't feel that that's the right way that we should go. We're good. So, that's it.
Thank you.
Any questions from the commission?
Glad to answer any questions.
I don't see any. Thank you, Mr. Cox. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to address the commission in the public comment period on a matter that's not on the agenda? Public comment period is closed.